your station, 88.9 KETR. Welcome to your Friday night. Welcome to your weekend. The Commerce Tigers are sitting pretty on an undefeated season. They're on a bye this week, so they're taking it easy, surely, tonight, and maybe listening in on some other games, which we're bringing you scores from around the region on the big Friday night scoreboard program. And tonight's game is a special game of the week featuring White Wright versus Tom Bean. I'm Matt Minky with the highlights. I know you're used to hearing about the Tigers here on Friday nights on the big Friday night scoreboard program, but tonight it's the White Wright Tigers who I'm referring to, and it was the Tigers that struck early in tonight's game.
Shotgun formation for Swoops. Here's the snap. He comes to the near side. He's looking to throw. He touched it. He's going to run. He's at the five, at the goal line. Touchdown, standing up at the sideline. White Wright with six on the board.
With the extra point, it was the White Wright Tigers leading the Tom Bean Tomcats by 7 points with 9.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Later, with 2.5 minutes left in the first, the Tigers pounced again and extended their lead over Tom Bean.
Huge run for Swoops, touchdown. That's going to be a 51-yard touchdown run for Tyrone Swoops to the near side.
Then in the second quarter, White Wright continued to dominate the Tomcats with an 80-yard TD run followed by a 2-point conversion, and that made the tally 21-0. The Tomcats of Tom Bean having a hard time getting their strut on in the first half of play tonight. They were unable to put any points up before the halftime break, so it's 21-0 White Wright heartily leading the Tomcats from Tom Bean. Tom Bean came out of the gates in the third quarter with a full head of steam.
And here's the kickoff. It's high and not deep. It's going to be fielded at the 27-yard line. He goes left, cuts right, up the middle. Got some blocking. It's at the 40, the 45, across midfield. One man to beat at the 45 in the White Wright territory. And spun out of bounds around the 29-yard line. What a way to start the second half for the Tomcats.
And then the Tomcats sealed the deal.
Quarterback under center, Hodge in the backfield with a lead blocker. Pitch back to him, looking for some lead blocking. Counters it to the left side, wide open, misses one tackle, and touchdown, Tom Bean.
The extra point attempt was good, and the Tomcats were on the board. White Wright 21, Tom Bean 7, with 11 minutes left in the third. But within a few minutes, the Tigers responded to that TD.
Makes the handoff to Ballard. Swoops keeps it up to the middle. Cut to the right side. Room to run. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20. One man to beat at the 10-yard line. He does. Touchdown. Tyrone Swoops, White Wright. 6 more points on the board.
With the point after, it was White Wright 28, Tom Bean 7. 10 minutes to go in the quarter. Both teams kind of let their guards down a bit in the second half, and then Tom Bean broke through the White Wright D with ease again.
Additional I formation here. Two wide receivers near side. Pitch back to Hodge. He got his one tackle. Cuts across the middle. He's got a first down at the 30. 25. Great block at the 20-yard line. He's taking it to the end zone. Touchdown, Tom Bean.
A botched attempt on a 2-point conversion made the tally White Wright 28, Tom Bean 13. 9 minutes left in the third. Well, despite being on the bad end of a score deficit, the Tomcats were clawing their way back into this game by any means possible.
Looks to his right. Four-step drop. Pauses. He's under pressure. Chunks it. Intercepted over the middle. He's running back. He's at the 20, the 22-yard line. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage. The Tomcats take over on offense.
Tom Bean was unable to score after that interception, however. Later in the fourth quarter, White Wright exerted their dominance over the Tomcats on this play.
Man in motion across the near side. Takes the handoff. Swoops up the middle. Untouched at the 25, the 20. Breaks the tackle at the 19. In for the touchdown. Once again, White Wright Tigers scoring touchdowns on the legs of Tyrone Swoops.
The extra point was no good, so it was White Wright 34, Tom Bean 13, with 10.5 minutes left in the game. It was still a bit early to count the Tomcats out of this game because they still had some fight in them.
Here's the snap. Makes the handoff. Looks to his left. Man wide open in the end zone. It's caught. That's a passing touchdown for the Tomcats. Cody Miller with the perfect pass in the end zone.
A 2-point conversion attempt failed. The score was then White Wright 34, Tom Bean 19. And then the score fest continued.
Here's a man in motion up in front of the. Makes the handoff. Luke takes it to his right. He's got blocking room to one. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20. He's gone all the way again. Touchdown, White Wright.
Had the point after. Wright 41, Tom Bean 19 with 9 minutes to go in the contest. And yeah, you guessed it, then it was the Tomcats' turn to score again.
I formation, two wide receivers far side. Gets the pitch back to Hodge, going to the far side. He's got some room to run, looking to cut it upfield. He does. Touchdown, Tom Bean.
This time, the two-point conversion was good. Wright 41, Tom Bean 27 with 6 minutes left in the fourth. But every time Tom Bean would take a step back into this contest, the Tigers dangled the carrot a little bit further away from them.
Shotgun formation. Takes the handoff to the man in motion. Swoops coming to the near side. He gets 50, cutting upfield. 40, 30, 20. Now he's running away with it. Touchdown. Tyrone Swoops.
That extra point missed. Wright 47, Tom Bean 27. And the Tigers were content to keep that 20-point lead, and that's where the score remained at the end of tonight's game of the week. The final, Wright 47, Tom Bean 27. Hope you enjoyed our special game of the week, and your Commerce Tigers will be back in action next Friday night here on 88.9 KETR, traveling to Van Alstine. We'll have the full play-by-play of that game, along with the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program starting at 6:30 next Friday night, right here on listener-supported 88.9 KETR. You know, it's not too late to help us out on the KETR Fall Pledge Drive. It's the final minutes of this Fall Pledge Drive, and you can go to our website right now, ketr.org/support. Give a few dollars back to the station that keeps you in touch with what's happening in Northeast Texas. My name's Matt Minky, and I thank you for listening to the highlights tonight. Have a great weekend.